Hey, everybody. Really fun YouTube show today. We run through the ETH technicals with Nick. He's in a live trade during the show, so you know how that can go. We also talk about Renga, Multibeast by the Haas Brothers, who are a former sponsor of ours and are pumping during the show. It's a fine art angle in the NFT space. I actually buy into it during the show. I think it's a promising opportunity. And then other things like the Mystery Bowls and some other NFT projects like Wolfgame Land. So hope you enjoy the show. I think it's a really good one.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the NFT show. In this show, we're discussing whether NFTs are going back to Goblin Town. Are we going to Goblin Town again for the second time in recent memory? As usual, nothing in this video is financial advice. The NFT space is insanely risky, so always do your own research. Don't buy what we buy on the show. Just don't do it. And as always, if you enjoy this content, hit the like button, smash the subscribe button, share it with your friends. You know that you should do it. Gentlemen, Nick, it looks like you want to say something, buddy.
I was going to say you should definitely buy it if you want to lose money. Someone was tweeting at me the other day about like, wow, their followers bought into the thing that they bought. And I'm like, well, if you've ever watched us, then you know that's the worst decision to ever make. And basically that was what... that was what happened here this morning included. I bought some ETH and I've just lost. I'm about to realize a loss of.
But here's the thing. I think there's a key distinction. Like we all talked about Renga black boxes seriously and bought them way back in the day. You're up 5X when we bought them. Right. And some people held them through that period of time. Rangas as well. We talked about them very early on. When us three are Friday show pumping, going wild and crazy and just buying NFTs off the hip, like you got to pick up on that. You know what I mean? It's obvious. Mm-hmm.
You got to pick up on it, you know?
When we're talking about BTC being invalidated and PO's like, you know, it's invalidated. You know, it happens. It happens, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if anyone's trying to dunk on us saying that people that watch the show buy the stuff, I just directly told you, don't effing buy anything that we buy, period. Just don't do it. This one pulled back. Look, Nick, I think that we should lead with, you know, you're pretty good at predicting stuff. And you predicted that potentially we were going to go back to Goblin Town. You made the best CryptoPunk buy anyone's ever made in the sense that you bought it. No, but you bought it at the bottom. So it's hard to buy really good stuff at the very bottom, and you did that. Fair. You bought it above floor, way above floor, because you got the one you really wanted.
He said Bored Apes last year. He said Bored Apes will at the top will be worth $500,000. And they got to, I think, like about $500,000. Yeah, 480.
So they got really close. So you're good at this stuff. You said we're going back to Goblin Town. If I go to Larva Labs and I look at the price of a CryptoPunk, the price right now, and the low was about 50 grand. I think maybe it dipped a little bit below 50, but 87K, here we are. What do you think, Nick?
I've been watching this more and more, and the more often, I'm now like just always scouting this floor. There's one, which is the guy with the purple hat right there, that one, that's been very active. And I've been watching this one go down. This guy's been trying to sell it for a bit. No luck. Just been lowering the price. Bought it on September 11th, a little over a week ago, for $118,000. About to take a loss of nearly $30,000. But an ETH gain. But that's what this person is currently adjusting it for. This is a pretty nice punk. Like, this one's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know how rare it is, but...
it's a good looking pop.
I don't know that it matters. And this is one that stands out to me as sort of just indicative of where all of this is headed. You know, there's a lot of people that try and it flipping floor punks is one of the riskiest games that I can identify, but I've been looking at this and just watching the floor and seeing what sells and what doesn't. I had a call with Spotty the other day. He was like, well, how low can it go? And I'm like, I think it's going down again. We're not at the bottom. It needs to be at a point where everyone's just like, I can't believe I did this. I just lost. Like, I'm going to be in that bucket. I said at the beginning when I bought this punk that that's where I was going to be. That's why I reached out to Kix. We never solidified the deal.
Looks like someone's interested now.
But I think that basically, I still predict that this is going down. Like, my punk will be worth 60K, maybe 50K at the low, is where I would see. And yeah, I mean, we just haven't got there yet. That said, it's easy to be gloomy when the market is down, right? Like, it's being a bear in a bear market.
Oh, that's like the hot thing to do.
It's like the most obvious thing to do. Being a bull is tough. But talk about like a retracement that we had. We got up to basically, I'm looking at 1800 recently. We were as high as, we were over 2000. So you made 100% if you bought at the bottom, almost 300% if you bought at the Pico bottom. I think we got as low as like, what, 8 something?
What is 900? What is the floor right now?
The floor of punks?
Yeah.
87K or 65 ETH.
No, in ETH. Oh, 65 ETH. Perfect. Because they bottomed out at 50, right?
I think it might have even gone to like 48, right?
Or something. And that's when ETH was at 1,000. So actually what's like super interesting, right? Because like people are all like, you know, oh, it's a macro bear market. Like, you know, why the hell? Like, but like, for example, these punks, they actually have held up from like growth tech at that same period, right? Like everything's round tripping. Like all of the gains in all of the markets pretty much have round tripped back to their like, or very close to their June, July lows. Mm-hmm. What, you know, if you bought ETH at 1250, you're up 10%. But if you bought punks at 50 ETH, you're still up 30%.
Yeah. I mean, right now, I think we're just waiting on the Fed, basically, to see what happens there. The market is basically
he's going to come
flat.
Over the rope. Dun, 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 dun.
Straight over the top. Jerome Powell just destroys us and everything he's that we love.
Coming in with the elbow drop. I'm trying to, here we go.
I mean, to be fair, like so he's going to be quitting soon. It almost feels like, and I'm glad I sold ETH when we started this show, because holy cow. I would have been wrecked if I was holding this. Damn.
Dude, here's the thing.
Holy, I would have lost $1,500 right now.
Hey, Nick, don't worry, man. You almost made money. So my whole thing with Jerome Powell, everyone in the Fed, they sold their stocks at November. So why wouldn't they just want to make the market crash more so that then when they all retire, they can buy back in? Literally imagine if someone sold all their NFTs, then you gave them a button that allowed them to make the price of all NFTs go lower. Like you see it on Twitter already with people without the button. They're like, NFTs are going to zero. And it's like, why is your profile picking the NFT then? Like, I'm so confused. Like, you think everything's going to zero. Why are you here right now? You know what I mean? But like, yeah. So, I mean, I think that they, you know, there's the potential that they go tough. Who knows, dude? Honestly, no one knows, man.
Let me tell you.
No, it's hard to say. What I'll say real quick is, have you ever seen better punks near the floor than this squad of punks? There's some really desirable punks, in my opinion, just off the look, like Orange Beanie, blue, blue bandana.
Don't like it.
Cigarette.
No, I don't like cigarettes.
This one is really interesting, I think. I also think
they're into women.
I like this guy too. Headband, goatee, earring, and shades. Like, that's a pretty good one.
That actually is a good one right there. Yeah. I'm a huge headband guy.
Well, it kind of looks like, yeah. The punks.
Yeah, headband's good. The one Nick pointed out is pretty good. This guy's got a handle.
Danny Ukes. He's a Twitter guy.
Yeah, the former profile picture. But yeah, I mean, I'm just saying there's some interesting stuff out here. Nick, go ahead. You were about to say something.
I have no idea what I was going to say. It doesn't even really matter. No one cares to anybody. Anyway, so I
won't even listen. You a little upset about the NFTs and the ETH?
It's all going to zero, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kix got the mixer that we all use, and he's wasted no time. He's taking full advantage of it. It's very fun listening to him use it.
Really, the most floor to me that I would be interested in here is you got to scroll all the way down to 81.95. One left. That one.
This guy?
That's cool. Alex Ness's sort of style. Nest Graphics. Nest Graphics. Yeah, I like the that one of all of them. I'm trying to think if there's like anything else here that I'm.
A wise man once told me, "You want your CryptoPunk to be punk." So I would go with the one on the far left, pale eyes, mustache, and headband.
Is that a headband? You like that thing with that thing on top. I don't.
This is like a do-rag.
It's a
right?
do-rag.
Whatever.
It is. It's literally a do-rag. I like the female ones. I think the female ones are pretty interesting. Like female mohawk, bald female. Oh, definitely. I mean, this thing's just badass. Like, I don't know. I'm a big fan. I think Spencer has a female punk with an orange headband, orange beanie, which is pretty cool.
I like, well, here we got VR, the floor, I guess now is 120K.
That's a
good
deal.
You're still up. This is a good one.
I'm technically still up. Yes, that's correct.
Oh, bummer. That's tough. Yeah, sell the Pico top in a bear market. Bummer.
You still want to do that deal?
I don't know. It's going to, my terms get more attractive by the day.
Would you not just sell it, Nick? And then, like, it's that important to have that particular punk? Like, couldn't you sell it? And then
it's a good punk. It's a good punk.
I like it, you know.
Could buy two punks later.
That is true. But
two punks better than one.
It would be an interesting trade. I mean, if I could sell it for 110 right now, that'd be a $20,000 gain. That's real
after
money.
After taxes, you make like $4.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only problem. Literally, yeah, I ran the numbers. It's $4. So
with good cream cheese on it for that much.
So hold on. Okay, so we were discussing. Here's the bigger issue right now. Hold on one second. I'm gonna pull this up, and I think it's important that we take a look at where. Second, I'm gonna share my screen here so you can see this. But yeah, we could spend the whole time shopping for punks if we really want to do that. I'm looking for. Here you go. Here you go. There's some action. Oh, I'm feeling comfortable now.
Oh yeah.
This is basically the situation. Look how we just like what a run, right? This was
people that are just listening. Nick just pulled up an ETH chart and is showing us all the green candles.
This from basically July 13th.
Bear market rally
to 1 month. So you had a 1 month rally.
MACD, baby.
Dude, that was
the fucking MACD, dude.
So you had
never fails.
Your target was 2,700, by the way.
No, my target was 1,750.
That's actually
you
true.
Did from 1,250 to 1,750. Damn, okay, that, wow. You crushed that trade.
Wow.
Because now you just literally round tripped. You could go right back
well,
in.
Well, I did buy in here because I around here because I said the triple bottom, and I made like $10,000 or $14,000, and then man. Subsequently lost it all in this choppiness. But I've been keeping the feet going.
I'll tell you what, I like that candle a lot better when it was green, just turned to red.
Yeah. So the situation here is tenuous at best. My target was 1247. We broke down deep with this candle. And usually in this sort of cycle, I mean, right now we're on bear, right? Like we've gone back down. We've jumped over the edge. We're coming back down, right? So we've had lower highs. We're going to have another lower high. I don't know where that lower high is going to be. Like, is that going to be like way up here somewhere? Like, are we going to get up to, you know, are we going to get a nice pumpy pump?
All I know, this is a great NFT setup. That's all I can tell you off these charts. This is a phenomenal NFT setup. You want ETH slowly bleeding.
I don't know about from this angle though. This channel is just like yike-a-rooney, you know? This is just a weird channel. I don't love that. Primarily because it's volatile. What you want for ETH is a more horizontal channel.
Yeah, we're gonna get that right here. Watch it happen.
Okay, so you're calling this the temporary bottom for nope, how long?
Not at all. Well, what like did I just drop between here and like 1100? But we're getting into the range. we're getting into that cruise control zone.
Okay.
And I'm just going to make some NFT plays.
So you're going all the way down here. Where are you targeting the bottom? You're saying
I like maybe like a band between 1100, 1300. Just chilling right there. Maybe drops to 1000, freaks everyone out once or twice.
Wait, this is 1100 basically. So yeah, right where my level is. Yeah. So you like going all the way down here. And just
I'm just
like
saying
this.
That whole range. I think we can sit in that whole range, mm-hmm. you know, get a little NFT set up, make some good trades.
I like it.
You know,
For those tuning in right now, this is some of the best technical analysis that you've ever seen. So if you go and Google or go on YouTube and look up people who are technical analysts and have experience with it, yeah, they're just dumb. So you're going to want to ignore them and really just zone in on
internal indicators that are just, you know, off the walls.
Yeah. I mean, look at the most important thing. As I asked Cryptocalia, I said, what's the right number of lines to have on a chart? And he said, this is not enough.
Like he was joking.
No, he was very serious, Pio. Sorry. I would appreciate it if you
he was appalled at the volume of lines.
He said this is the exact right level that he said. Go back, play the tapes, okay? And so
that's actually one of the best clips when he sees that, like you just hear like a genuine
comment was funny at that time. The challenge that I ran into here, the reason that it looks like this is I have hourly, daily, and weekly, and monthly lines all on this one chart because I didn't figure out how to save it. But since then, I talked to Dan Petty. He gave me some stuff. I'm going to call this Core ETH. Let's see what happens. So this is Core ETH. Now, what if I create a new chart? And I go to ETH.
Core ETH right there. No, Core ETH, bro.
But click I don't Core want ETH. Core ETH. What I'm saying is let's come in here. This is unnamed. If I come in here... Okay. And I go like this and I save this one. And I call this save layout. See, it's unnamed. So what I can do is I can actually rename this. I can rename and I can say not Core ETH. Mm. So now
this is like pretty much why Figma sold for $20 billion.
Yeah, it's that I'm able to do this. So now if I go like this and I take all of these different things here. And I click on them. I think I should be able to just delete these, and not Core ETH has changed.
Yeah, if it gets messed up, just know that I remember all of the lines. So
shit, all the lines just left.
Really?
No.
Yeah, when I went back here, they were all gone. So what the hell is that? Fix your shit, TradingView.
Figure it out.
All right. Anyways.
Yeah, I bought a little Wolf Game land earlier today.
Did you?
Scooped, you know, 5 or 6 plots on my new hottie.
For how much?
0.35, 0.37. I just looked at the chart. It looks phenomenal on the activity.
The Genesis you know, land?
Yeah. It just has this like beautiful pullback with like just sustained declining volume. But then the price like floors out. It looks pretty good.
Okay. I got great news.
What?
I just saved a lot of money on my car insurance. No, I got, I think I got it here. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, you just got a masterclass in TradingView. If you're listening right now, this is probably one of the more boring episodes that you listen to because you can't see what's going on the screen. There's no visuals for you. For those that were observing the visual component of this show, their minds were just blown. And they said,
"Absolutely,
my God, that guy's a genius."
Some of the hottest content we've ever seen. Someone in the chat said, should I buy a Ranga? I would reference to the beginning of this episode where Pio says, don't buy anything we buy. Having said that, I mean, it does look like it's having some healthy consolidation in this low one ETH range. Offer to floor, very tight, 1.21 to 1.15. That's a super tight floor. Let me actually give you the percentage on that. That's only 5% below. Usually you see at least a 10% spread. And you got offers all the way. You got like 6 offers before it even hits 10% below. So offer to floor getting really tight, volume declining. It's a similar setup to Wolf Game, to be honest with you. I like the setup.
He likes the setup, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead.
Nothing. I was going to say you can offer these nuts and see if they accept that.
Yeah, I'm blocking some guy that keeps bringing up an NFT project. Just blocked him, so stop doing
it. Get him out of here.
You're blocked.
Get him out.
What a loser.
You're blocked.
All right, so anyways, we can move on from this segment of the show, which was Nick Learns Trading View.
Okay, we moved on from that segment of the show. So when we look at what's going on in the NFT market right now, what are we coming off of? We're coming off of a Labor Day. We're coming off of a big pump. Everyone knows the big pump was Ranga.
A big old pump.
It was a big old pump. It was a pump that we hadn't seen in a while.
I stupidly bought into.
Well,
you're going to be like, oh, I'm a genius when it's at 5 ETH in a month and a half from now.
You think it's going to be at 5 ETH?
I don't know. You held Doodles up. You had no problem holding Bored Ape all the way up. But God forbid you get in a new project, man. And, you know,
Goblins
went to 80.
It's just not the same.
How's it different?
Why? Why is it not the same? Like, help me understand this.
So what I think about is the foundation here. Doodles, there were a couple of things. Those were like OG crypto people, I guess, is the main thing that was going for them.
And Burnt Toast isn't equally cool name.
Well, Burnt Toast has a ton of experience as well. So the artist is a huge story there. I mean, I don't know. Maybe these do go to that. Whatever. I'll hold on to it. You know what?
Hold on. Have a little fun.
I'll hold on. Let's ride. If we're going to ride everything to zero.
Some sugar on it. Come on.
Check it out. So this is Franelation's Ranga bag. Franelation's is basically a Ranga bull from the moment it dropped. And look at
Franelation's is a good trader too, Fio.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yes. Yes, he's dude. Good. Yes, like,
dude, he hit Rara Pepe's super hard.
Bought like a bunch of like 25 or something at 0.01, literally.
Oh wow.
Yeah, but look, he's really good at like buying like dope, you know, art and rare ones and shit like that. Look at this Ranga bag. This is a sick Ranga bag. You know what I mean?
Dope. I'm looking at that saying, oh damn.
Yeah,
son, where'd you find this?
Damn, son, where'd you find
it's
this?
It's a sick bag of Ranga. And so, I mean, look, this
damn,
seems to be a
son.
Anyway, we'll see what happens with Ranga. All I know is,
I mean, volume's looking good. It's not bad. We've literally, we haven't made a new low in 5 days. I mean, that's awesome.
That's awesome. So, I think one story that's interesting to me is Azuki. Is the bounce back of Azuki. Is an Azuki higher than a Moonbird right now?
It's close, right?
I think it's literally Azuki floor is 10. Moonbird is, I think, 10 point something. I think it's 10.9. So.
Yeah, very close.
I mean, am I out of my mind? What is it that I'm missing?
Well, this is what I said, because I think Node asked on our show, he was like, out of like clone eggs, doodles, and Azuki, like which ones could do the best? And I said that Azuki was like the most like volatile, meaning that it had risks, but it probably had the biggest like upside catalyst. Very easy. Like so many people in the Southeast Asia community love Azuki.
Yeah.
And they don't care about Zagabond drama.
You've been having a lot of conversations with Southeast Asians.
Yes, I have multiple investors from there, and I have people that work at CryptoRaiders from there, and I have colleagues from there as well. Yes, so
he just dunked on you, Nick. That was like a windmill, like absolute, like Dominique Wilkins just jam right on you, man.
Yeah, like perfect example, Arthur Hayes at Defiance Capital, Azuki profile pick, huge Azuki whale.
I mean, some of the,
you know. So
some of them are good, man.
What you're saying is that like the Twitter FUD and my commentary is not the thing that drives the market, because this is news to me.
Yeah, I think those people just like it. Once again, it comes down to like, you know, different people have different reasons why they like a project. Like some people are like super about like, oh, you know, like the team or whatever. Or some people are super about like the roadmap. Some people are super about the art. I think that like just people in general like Azuki because of the art and like the brand, right? Like they threw a sick party in LA, and like my understanding was it just like they know their market, you know what I mean? And they're like they're hitting it from like an elevated standpoint potentially. But then like a lot of other people on Twitter have big issues with the Zagabond thing, right? It's just interesting that people in different areas have different like concerns, like, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter how much like people FUD Azuki on Twitter if the people that own thousands of them don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I mean, that's what it is. If people are like, I don't care, blah blah blah. What I mean, we got into a juicy discussion this morning
and
about
it's not Arthur Hayes. Someone said that in chat. I just meant Arthur from Defiance Capital, not Arthur Hayes from BitMEX.
Okay, there you go. CloneX, what do you like? Kicks, I'd love to hear your just full take on.
Thanks for asking.
So bought one for $12,000, down a little bit, but I have my exposure to CloneX.
Well, I was going to say, do you think that Nike is going to essentially, you know, just treat the holders as customers versus like try to drive value to the NFTs?
I mean, yeah, it's a great question. I mean, doesn't every project other than, I guess, Bored Apes, maybe Bored Apes is the exception, but like the doodle boxes, did the doodles get those for free? I forget. Or did they have to mint them?
I would like to piss off CloneX holders for a bit. So let me know when you want to get to that.
Go ahead, Nick. Just go ahead. Piss off CloneX holders. Let's go.
So CloneX holders. Actually, no, this isn't for them. It's more the take on, my take on this is, the team has been great at execution, but they sold their business for a lot of money and they sold it early. And historically, like, they haven't done that before. And when I look at that type of situation, usually I say, well, this person doesn't have motivation. And my biggest concern is that, A, you got a founding team that's just had this massive windfall, a life-changing event that occurred. You have Nike that didn't have the expertise in this, so you acquired a small team, not a massive team. And the bigger issue that I have over the long haul with this is I am willing to bet, well, there's two things. Nike is really good at entering markets, typically. They're like pretty damn good, and they're usually really effective at it. But when you're dealing with a corporate behemoth, the issue is this market is such a tiny market at this moment in time that I'm assuming that they've delegated all of the stuff, or they've empowered the founders of Artifact to continue to develop their own vision, basically. So without
just giving them resources.
Exactly. So you're really betting on them at this point in time. Now, their team has demonstrated an ability to execute. They now have resources as well, so they can hire other people. But the jump from small resources to borderline infinite resources, which is what it feels like comparably to how they were previously operating, just requires an entire shift in the business. And for me, that's the thing that's like, would I bet on this versus the people that still, I think, have more fire? And I'm going to go after the people that have fire.
Who has more fire?
I think Yuga Labs still would.
Kevin Rose.
I think Moonbirds does. I think maybe even Azuki, believe it or not. Maybe they have something to prove. I don't know. I've never interacted with that guy. But with all of the FUD, how great of a story would it be for him to just rub that in people's face and be like, look what we did.
That would be a Michael Jordan. Imagine if he really has like championship spirit after all.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you minted CloneX, right, what have you gotten since then? You got Monolith for free, which got up to like a 7 or 80 floor.
That's with ETH at like, you know, high twos, low threes.
Exactly. You got the capsule pods airdropped to you. Another thing that peaked out at 3. So literally, and before the Nike news came out, these things were like 2.53. So for 3 ETH, you know, at Pico top, just your airdrops were worth like 10 plus ETH. So like if you held.
Did you sell this?
and you actually sold. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, dude. If you didn't sell any of that, if you didn't take any profits off the table, like that's on you. I mean, hopefully it all comes back up. But what I'm saying is that like the value that someone got from a Clone X since December is substantial. And the asset itself went up to like 20 plus. Now it's all down. I am a holder. I bought in at 12 ETH when ETH was at like 1100. So I'm very close to being, I'm probably already in the hole on that buy. My concern isn't their execution or their ability to deliver. Everyone gets so mad at them. What did they made their community mint one thing, a hoodie. They airdropped them like 9 things worth like 40 grand. And like, hey, can you mint a hoodie, a digital hoodie for $100? People are like, oh my God, like they're cash grabbing Mikey. Cash grabbers is coming in to take all our money. You know what I mean?
Doodles, we're
getting bent over by Nike left and right. It's like after they gave you 40 grand.
Yeah, these people are generating like some revenue. And then, yeah, they sold to Nike, but I'm sure Nike's a great, like, you know, acquisition has them on performance incentive upsides. It's probably a lot of stock in Nike, right? So, you know, I think Nike probably made a smart acquisition and made sure these people got a grind for the next 3 to 5 years to really see the, you know, the windfall on the other side. So I think that this team's going to, you know, still keep working and grinding. My concern as a holder has just been that they've already done a ton of airdrops, right? Like when you get like, so they've already airdropped capsule pods. They've already airdropped Monolith. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's a lot of embedded airdrop value left in these that would be worth something significant. So they already have so many different airdrops that they have as their babies that they have to deliver on, right? Mm-hmm. Product wise. So I don't think that they're going to be doing a crap ton of airdrops. So you really don't have any airdrop value in this. So you can't like bake that in. I think that's also maybe why it's a little lower price than some of the other things, but it's a Nike NFT. And Clone X was cool before Nike. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's like, you know, a decent bet. Having said that, I think that a lot of my philosophy has been trying to allocate most of my money towards new projects. Cause once again, like what do new projects have? They have a bunch of potential airdrop value, like DigiDaigaku, right? Like their airdrop sitting at like 6 ETH, right? So like new projects have more embedded value in that regard. So
it is.
Someone said on Twitter, they're like, yeah,
they're about back at 13.5.
Dude, the value of the original one plus the airdrop's like 19 ETH.
Yeah. Yeah. Crush mode.
You still holding any?
Jesse had a great point earlier this morning that like low supply. Huh?
Are you holding any still?
I have one of the small guys.
Airdrop.
What's the airdrop called? DigiDaigaku Spirits?
Yeah, Spirits. Because you can play the game with just one of those. So I fully exited. And yeah, these things could go to 100 ETH and I'll look like an idiot. But I also like 6X'd or 8X'd.
Damn, dude.
3.5 ETH.
So. Such a cook.
Yeah, I'm like... Like that's the whole thing is people like they try to pico top everything and it's like I'll take a 3 week like 8 bagger on 3 ETH and hold my little spirit and play the game.
So one quick update while Nick was talking on my mobile phone, since I don't even have enough ETH in my main wallet now because of all the stuff that we bought on Friday on the show. I literally spent like 3.5 Ethereum on the show on Friday. I didn't even realize it. Ridiculous behavior. I didn't. And then I bought internet game tokens today. Like, I was buying like Rug Radio NFTs on Friday just because I was like, yeah, I believe in this long term. But I wasn't thinking like, I'm not going to sell these for a long time. Like, what am I doing? Anyway, I just bought Wolfgame Land on the mobile wallet. Thanks, Kix, for the little tip on that. Baby. I'm in the Wolfgame. Hey, all you Wolfgame bulls. Well, I'm here with you now. Okay. So now it's going to go down. So I hope that you're happy that you tried to dunk on me about Wolfgame over and over again. I'm in it now. So what's going on? Wolfgame Bulls. I'm in it now. Okay. Where would we go to the moon? What are we doing, Wolfgame Bulls? Are we going up? Quick,
dude. So where did you buy it?
On my mobile phone. I have a mobile wallet that had 0.8 ETH in it. I literally loaded it up before we went to VCon just in case a hot mint came out while we were at VCon. What came out during VCon? Goblin Town. What didn't I buy when I specifically set up a wallet for the hot mint? Goblin Town. So that was a nice $10,000 mistake, as usual. I've made more $10,000 mistakes in the past 5 months than anyone else in my life, I'm sure.
Well, that's why I think that we're going through like the like one. If there's an NFT bull, man, we're going to just absolutely crush it because we have lots of learnings and experience.
And we have lots of NFTs still in our bag.
Hey, if Rare Pepe's comes back, I'm going to be rich. No, I mean, look, so anyway, back to the show. So Digidaigaku was a really big win. What's it called? Renga's a really big win. There was at least one other really big win recently. What am I thinking of that I can't put my finger on?
Fishbowls were a great trade if you like minted them or got in early.
Pretty good.
Azuki's had a move, of course.
Oh, these are interesting. These were one of our sponsors. It was at 0.1 earlier today. It's already creeped up 50% to 0.15. Cool. This is the physical. The physical structure. The artists, they do physical structure. The Haas brothers. This is their digital structure. This is just the kind of the holding image. This is what they're gonna
get in the house.
Yeah, this is the what they're going to look like. Really refined stuff. Dude, if you guys want like a fine art play, this is like, I'm not just saying this because they were a sponsor. We don't have any obligation to them at this point. I liked it from the beginning, and I liked their physical sculptures. And I just think if you want to do a fine art play, if the market's going to value like the stuff that Goda's putting out, like Nina's Super Cool World at a half ETH with 5,100, if this one has similar quantity, I don't know the quantity off the top of my head, then 15, you know, fuck it. I'll buy it right now. Let's go. I'm buying another
one. Let's go, dude.
What is going on? What's the strategy? PO's just buying NFTs, basically. Just been buying.
Hey, they can't say we're fakers. You know, they can't say we're just bull market, you know, bull market boys. You know, we're here in the thick of the bear hitting shots in and out.
Buckets.
Chopping them feet.
There you go. Shout out the Haas brothers.
In the house.
Dusty Ray gave us $5. He said, Truth Labs, Illuminati holders got a Operation Pre-Punk at the end of this month. Old SVG Avatar project. They bought the project. Thoughts on it? If we don't have any thoughts, all good. Well, thanks for letting us know.
I love these guys because they're literally doing M&As in the bear market. Truth Labs. Just goaded out of their mind. They launched the biggest like news bear market thing, you know, at the beginning of the bear, Goblin Town, still running with Goblin Town. They make like, you know, 6 to 10 million for Truth Labs. Now they're taking that money and they're doing mergers and acquisitions, buying old Avatar projects.
Did you just say murders?
I love these guys.
Acquisitions?
They're murders off the streets, dude.
Okay.
They're saying, hey, we're going to acquire you. You're dead. One of the two. Pick it.
Well, I hope they're not murdering people other than the haters. But Illuminati holders get it. What's an Operation Pre-Punk? I don't know what that is. Oh, they bought the project. Okay, got it. Yeah, I don't.
SVG, which stands for, I think, it's Standard Vector Graphics.
My thing is, I don't want to fade what Truth Labs is doing, but I'm like, what in the NFT space is it that necessary to like buy a project? Do you know what I mean? Like, is that necessary to buy a project? You know what I mean?
It's the first low cap M&A non VC backed project right there. You know what I mean? They're out there, you know, Yuga Labs, you know, is doing acquisitions. You know, guess who else is doing some acquisitions? Truth Labs.
Right. Someone just arbitrarily said Dead Fellas should get acquired. Okay.
There you go.
I guess.
M&A season, baby. M&A season.
What does that mean? Like,
I wouldn't buy anything. Like, there's no, frankly, I wouldn't even buy an NFT at this point. It's just dumb. Like, if you're like out there buying NFTs, dumb.
Oh, Bearish Nick's coming out.
I got it.
Hey, how's that other deeds purchase looking?
The Haas brothers,
you're looking fine, dude. That's what I'm saying.
Look at this volume. I didn't even check this volume. Look at this volume, Nick. Yo, Nick, you can be big mad when this thing's got a 0.5 ETH floor.
Cook.
What is this? Multi beasts?
Yeah, it's the
Don't buy it, Nick. We don't want you in. We don't want you in, dude.
Nick, PO, when you weren't paying attention.
Oh, shit, I think you guys can mint this. I think that you might be able to mint this. Go to the website and try to mint this.
Turn to a bull. Uh-oh, Nick's turning bull right now. Look at his face.
You might be on the allow list for this. Oh, shit. Go to the website and see if you're on the allow list.
Am I registered? I'm on beast list.
Wait, can I go to the website?
The drop is closed. It minted out. What the fuck? What the hell?
Let's go.
What did this mint for?
Don't worry about it, buddy.
It was free to mint.
Oh, my God.
People. No, it was probably a payment. This is why you need high-rise, Nick, because you would have logged into high-rise this morning and would have notified you, hey, you're on the multi-beast whitelist. You should get this free money. But you probably would have been like, oh, I'm not paying 0.04 for this. Looks like crap.
So these beasts have an erection? Is that what the situation is?
They do. They have funny sexual jokes. Like, that's part of the Haas brothers, like, style.
Yeah, the mint was 0.08.
So it's a 2X.
What did you just buy at, 0.15?
Yeah.
Should I get that?
He was going long.
I mean, look, it's a fine art play. I should have bought it at 0.1, I'll tell you that, but I'll whatever.
Why is it?
Don't buy it, Nick. We don't want you in. We don't want you in.
Get the hell out of here.
If it's down by 15 bucks, we're going to hear about it.
Us multi-beast holders, we're like really really sophisticated NFT investors. You know, we got the fine art stuff. We don't want you in, Nick.
I'm on the outside too, Nick. Don't worry. We can find this together.
Fine art is dumb.
So, Nick, you think you're going to scoop up a Fidenza anytime soon?
Yeah, I'm really interested in some, like, generative art. Really interested in that. I'd probably go with I'm interested in Chromie Squiggles, actually, would be where I'd be.
Yeah.
What's up with the unique ownership on Chromie Squiggles? Is it going to go up?
I think it's similar to like a Punks thing where just like people like, you know, consolidated at such a low price.
It's just the elite, you know? Yeah. Like, hey, in PO, we don't want you in that class, okay? So if you want to have entrance to it, you can't because we're just not interested.
It's so hard for me to buy something when someone has 20X'd off of it. It's just a psychological thing for me. Like if you look at the fluoride's 10.44 and whoever bought it for 0.44, I would actually scroll down a little bit.
This is the one that I was watching. Check this one out.
I would buy the 10.5 one because I'm buying it from someone that lost money rather than saving money and buying it on the 10.44.
Yeah, because this guy bought it for 0.44, so screw that guy.
Exactly. I'm going to buy the person down that needs that exit liquidity. Like, I got you. You know, you took a 5 ETH loss. I'll help you out of this.
Yeah, look at this guy from 0.66. Who does this guy think he is? He wants me to buy it off him for 11 ETH? Get out of here, dude.
Buying that off of you, but I'll go buy the person down the bottom left, 11.44, 10.3. That's a respectable 10%. Like, I'll buy that one.
Yeah, nice little gain, buddy. Good job. Yeah. Then we get up.
Way to chop those feet.
This guy taking a loss right here. The 12. This guy's taking a loss. He bought for 11.74. This guy's selling for 12.1 after buying for 12. These are my kind of guys. This guy right here, dude, greedy. Yeah, 0.3 to 11. If you paid 0.3, I expect you to sell this for 1.5 ETH. That's what I expect if you paid 0.3 for it.
That's fair. That's fair market gains.
Yeah, exactly.
If this guy was selling it for 1.5 ETH, he'd have a buyer in me, but otherwise, fuck this guy.
Not touching it.
No way.
Look at this. I mean, how do you even have the nerve to list this thing at 11 ETH when you paid 0.3?
The audacity. You know what I mean?
The audacity. This guy's a jerk.
We're not hanging out with this person.
What's this guy's name? Who's the Anon body?
Oh, my God.
More like Anon douchebag, huh? Yeah. What's going on?
What's going on?
I'm just kidding. All right.
Yeah, we have a lot of respect for you. Nice 20X.
Incredible investment.
Just an incredible amount of respect for you.
Yeah.
We really just have an immense amount of respect.
Yeah, you're the coolest guy I've ever seen in my life.
Let's see how much these multi-beasts are pumping in Nick's face.
Nick, can you get out the bike pump?
Yeah, we need the bike. Oh, it's 16. Oh, blow the roof off. Oh, blow off top. Man. It's a blue sky breakout. Hey, Kicks, let's chart this thing. What do you think of the chart? Yeah. Let's look at this chart. Oh, look at this piss missile. It goes
baby. Straight line up. That's vertical.
Nick, we don't need Kaleo to interpret this one, right? That thing's a piss missile right here. We don't even have to bring in.
Where did that come from? I've never heard that saying, and then you and Easy started saying it. It's kind of an offensive statement. I'm going to be honest.
I've said it my whole life. Okay, well, I'll stop.
You know,
sorry to offend you, Nick. Earmuffs. I mean, hey, earmuffs, Nick.
Hey, can you get on NFT Sniper and pull up the 5 second chart on this? I trade off the 5 seconds.
Let's see. What do we got? I don't think they're on here yet, buddy.
That's bullshit.
Do you have nerds?
Nope. That's why I've been trading like crap ever since my subscription ran out.
Okay. Well, Nick, you know,
even real.
What? Nah, it's all PO. PO has a little hive mind bot.
I got a bot farm, baby, and we buy multi beasts. Nick, don't buy it. Seriously, don't buy it. You don't want NFTs right now. Do not buy it.
Yeah,
I do want to
more
send...
of a chameleon guy, anyways.
Yeah, buy this. This is more your style. No, I mean the website for this thing's pretty cool, and clearly
a
the art is
alien. It's kind of a weird name.
Those translations sometimes don't hit or do hit, depending on how you look at it.
Nick, look what Joey Bada Boom said.
That one is a rocket.
No, like, you see that hot rod behind me?
They can't really see it because it's blurred, but
so these eggs are gonna hatch. What are they gonna hatch into?
The chameleon eggs?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Look at that bike right there.
Oh yeah, the bike is no joke.
Look on that website, Pia. Take me on a ride.
Which one? The cum aliens?
Yeah. The about chameleon website. Let's see how
we don't know anything about this one though.
Oh, beautiful loading screen. I'm already getting more bullish by this. Oh my lord, I'm in. Holy crap, this is the best NFT I've ever seen in my life. Hold on, give me 1 second.
The thing that really sells
it's actually buying it.
The thing that sells it is we're just such suckers for Japanese stuff. If you put a Japanese thing in front of me, no matter what it is, I kind of want to buy it. Like, I just kind of like it. Wolf game line. You're going to wait, say it again?
I got to get my Ledger upstairs.
What, you really want to buy this?
I should breathe. I should slow down. Let's think about this a little bit. Just look at that website.
Someone
has like ours, Nick. Remember our website?
Yeah. But you can't even scroll on this. This is just like at the top.
Someone asked if I had a hard cider at lunch. Absolutely not. I had a single glass of wine yesterday, though, and no alcohol at all on Saturday. Oh, someone asked if I'm perked up. Yeah, I'm definitely on Percocets right now for sure.
See, you can tell this is good art by just if you scroll down, or up. Yeah, get to the thing and just wiggle.
The main page?
Yeah. And just wiggle.
Wiggle with it?
You see that?
Yeah, he moves pretty cool.
1/8 floor. Bullish website.
Wait, I mean, where did these come from? Did you just pull these up because they were trending?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, we talked about it on the morning space, the weather report.
Yeah, you were deep in your ETH trade, just not engaged with the morning show while we were talking about it. But yeah, we talked about
it. Nick,
this
is your kind of project.
The floor is down 0.1 since this morning.
Well, it was 0.45 this morning.
Do you want a top buy or you want to buy a pullback? You know what I'm saying? Bullish consolidation.
Dude, look at this random ass commenter calling us ETH Maxi saying, do we ever do soul NFTs? Watch all of last week's show.
Yo, you better wash that out your mouth. You
better watch out with that mouth.
Nobody says ETH Maxi except you. Anyway.
This morning I texted Easy and I said, I think I'm going to try to trade Solana NFTs only for 2 weeks and see what happens. Because I just feel like there's a lot of movement over there and I could, you know, get some action.
You'll wash it out your mouth.
The next NFT drop in our business is a Solana NFT. So
just cash grabbing.
Let's wrap this
because that guy just ruined the show. Let's just end it right now. He just
look
ruined
at this
it.
Website.
What a jerk.
Yeah,
I wonder the Wisby Bears back in
yeah,
the day.
Yeah.
The Wisber.
The Wisby.
I've had enough of that guy. Just what a jerk.
Nick, when you're looking down, are you looking at the coin?
Humor. He's down. He's cool.
Are you looking at the ETH chart?
No, I'm trying to get lunch.
Dude, Nick, you are fucking something else. I'm putting a meeting on your calendar from 12 to 1, 5 days a week, that says Nick's lunch.
What you did was you put a meeting where you and I were chatting, and then we went and chatted.
You put that.
Okay, so anyways, agree to disagree.
Go eat your boiled eggs.
In terms of...
your prune juice, Grandpa. I had
deviled eggs yesterday. Phenomenal.
Well, mm-hmm. I'm going to get the same thing we got for lunch yesterday.
What do we get for lunch? Oh, Roberta. You're going to get Roberta's?
Yeah, you know it.
Are you really getting pizza? You're going to get the bee sting? So look, ladies and gentlemen, real quick, I just got one more project to show you guys.
If it has a website as good as this, I'm in.
Yeah, so this is the last project. So check it out.
Well,
this
why didn't you click on their website?
New York bee sting?
So this is the signature Roberta's pizza.
Oh, it looks
phenomenal.
Is it
the signature pizza?
These things, the
it's one that I ordered. Gosh.
I could eat that whole thing, one sitting.
We did.
I did. We each ate one of them.
We did that yesterday. Absolutely. There were two babies screaming, crying, and a dog screaming like a baby. And Sapphire was being a good girl, but we got through it.
Real good pizza.
This says arriving at 3, latest arrival 3:40. Jeez Louise. Like,
intermittent fasting. It's forced intermittent fasting. It hits that late.
But Nick's already eaten, so he already broke his fast. But is this what you're going to get, Nick?
I got a beef sting. Yeah, I just got it.
Nick, how much ape do you own? Are you doing the staking?
When does the staking start?
I don't know. Bullish looking chart, though, right?
How do I learn about that? They need to get email going on these NFT projects. I'm tired of this bullshit.
No,
I should be getting text messages about it.
Our sponsor, WGMI or whatever.
There's a real need.
Yeah, WGMI Studios.
This is complete bullshit, dude.
You're over here trading ETH for 10% swings. You could just buy ape right now and 2x it, right?
Well, I told Easy to buy ape at 4.5.
What's it at now?
5.5.
And why aren't you telling PO and I this? Why do you and Easy have this whole thing going on?
We were
What else do you guys talk about?
Talk about girls.
We were now, randomly Phil, chatting. Phil,
let's cut him off. No, let's cut him off. He's cutting us off.
Okay, that's not what
right
happened.
Now, one way street in this relationship, and it's about
okay. We're gonna start a proper group chat. Okay.
Under construction.
I'll believe it when I see it. Easy and you are Mr. Trader, Mr. and Mrs. Trader, Mr. I'm Easy and Mrs.
And
Ned
over here. You know,
it's time for us to shift over to. Well, we have it on Slack, so we got Slack here. I'm gonna set up a group.
And, I haven't gotten one piece of NFT alpha on Slack in my entire life.
Yep.
I don't think it's about to start. Let's get a Discord channel going.
No, we're not doing Discord. I'm about to give it to you both.
Give what? You and Easy are going to keep texting and we're going to be excluded.
Yo, I just created the group. Did you get a notification?
Yeah.
No one's going to use this, dude.
Well, how about you step it up and you start using it, okay? Because otherwise, I'm going to force y'all on to Telegram.
How much did you buy at 450, tough guy?
I didn't buy more.
Dude, our sponsors are in the audience, WGMI, and they're talking about the WGMI newsfeed, which Let's is exactly go. What you described, Nick.
I don't know if they do ApeCoin. I'm just saying.
No one's going to tell you when to buy a crypto token.
I'm just
so here's how it works.
I gave them a lot of money.
Basically, you can stake ape in ApeCoin and get more ape. But since you own a Bored Ape, and I don't know if you still own your mutants or whatever, you can stake those with some ApeCoin and you get like a massive bonus multiplier of like 4x or 5x or something like that. So that's why some people think that Mutant Ape Yacht Club went from like 10, 11 ETH all the way up to 14 because people are buying it because it gets like, you know, a 3 or a 4x multiplier on the ape. Staking up to a certain limit.
I got apes, I got mutants, I got dogs, dude. Come at me. What you get asked well, that don't
need
a lot.
You better get in because you're gonna be like, oh dude, I'm buying it at $8. You need to get in. You probably need about 20 grand worth of ape, bare minimum. But
really?
I'm sure someone else out there can give you the, you know, ask Benjamin, dude. He's an ape homie. Hit him up. Well, actually, he just had a baby. Don't hit him up.
Oh, congratulations to Benjamin.
Yeah.
Yeah, having a baby.
I didn't know that. Like, congratulations, Ben.
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter. I'm not leaking.
Cool. Look at the screen, guys.
What?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
This
Nick,
is
you could have minted this.
That's crazy.
Pio's hitting shots. Nick's like, Pio, what are you doing with your money? You're just blowing it. Pio's like, what?
I mean, you know when you see like the old school ballers, like the street baller Sebastian Telfair from New York, and he hits you with that behind the head pass, like he's looking this way and it goes behind the head. I'm just out here dishing it out like that, baby.
Hey Anthony, worry, Nick, is it 10K USD or 10K ape?
Probably 10K ape coin.
10K You're ape. Kidding.
I think, yeah, I think grand, 10K dog. Ape coin.
Get in there.
Where?
Some risky trades said he wants the Pump It Up song. The Pump It Up song will demonetize the YouTube video.
Yeah, so we're not going to make $5.
I know. Important.
That adds up.
No, I mean, literally, it is like $5. It doesn't matter. But I feel like we just did the Pump It Up song. We can't do it every day.
Can someone post the link? I'm going to have
to find... Nick, you don't have to stake it up to 10K. Like, you could throw 5K ape in there.
I'm going
to
maximize the shit out of it. If I have to put every last dollar that I have in ape coin...
How about this? You loan me your punk. I'll buy your punk for 50 grand and we'll do an options trade. Okay. And I'll get, you know.
Sorry. That was the most nonsensical trade. So you're going to sell me your punk for 50 grand.
But what you're going to get is everything you need to stake for pretty much free.
It went from loaning. We're going to do a loan. First, you're going to sell me your punk for half off. Then
I'm going to get you.
I'm going to lend you a few ETH. So thanks for that. Great. Can't wait for that deal.
Man, I hope these things don't hit 0.3 because I'm never going to hear that of it from Pia. These are flying.
I don't gloat. I buy quality shit and I've liked this one since they sponsored us. Look at this sweep that this CryptoPunk just threw down. If he is really a crypto, is he a CryptoPunk? He's got a lot of the same shit we have. No, he doesn't seem to actually be a.
No, but no, don't look at that. Look at those ENS domains though. That's quality. Can you pull one of those up on the big screen?
Let's see.
They only got 200.
Here you go. This one's worth a lot of money.
Is this person just watching our show? Like, hit back. Because literally, look at all the trades. Look at the top items.
I want to look at his activity. So he just did the sweep on Multi Beast.
Great sweep.
He got the mystery bowl. He's got Orcs of Arachian or whatever that we talked about today.
Guy that came on this show.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what, I bought those Orcs. Yeah, I wasn't smart.
Go figure.
I mean, Jesus, dude, this guy's
I'll tell you what, everybody talks about like the Freemint at 15x's, but what they don't talk about is like the 90% that like you buy for 10 bucks and like the best trade was selling them for like 17 and a half bucks.
Yeah. Which is not the trade that people are looking for on ETH. That's a Solana trade. No disrespect. It's just a Solana trade.
Yeah, no
disrespect. I guess if you hit 100x, it's, you know, you could lose 50 times and still.
There is a major opportunity here, maybe with ApeCoin. So that's
these are busting through. They're going to 0.3.
Yeah. So these, in all seriousness, these are a straight piss missile. And it's because it's an actual legit fine art like duo.
What did you just buy at?
And people, I bought it at 0.15. People like are like, oh, these guys pump or front. Fucking PO just bought it on the show, didn't tell Nick or I. We're both out of it. It's already up 30%. Like, so now Nick and I just are pissed off. Like, that, you know, we're just real and raw.
If anybody says anything negative about our show besides, like, we're dumbasses that don't know what we're talking about, that's a valid take to have.
Yeah. But I think they could also say, like, you guys went a little too long with this one. That'd be like valid feedback, I would say. So, yeah. You know, I had checked out about 30 minutes. Like, literally, they checked out 20 minutes ago. Dude. I'm ordering pizza. You're welcome for this great content.
Nick Briggs really checked out after his, like, we looked at the CryptoPunks. He's like, cool.
On today's episode, Nick's going to check out and literally just... do nothing here and buy pizza and then try and figure out the ApeCoin, which I can't find information on the ApeCoin staking. This is like infuriating. Dude, Twitter search is awful.
Yeah, if people say that the content sucks, we're boring, we're ugly, we're not attractive men, then yes, I totally understand those parts. But if they try to say like we're doing nefarious stuff, no, we're just that dumb. One final message. Hey, Wolf Game Squad, I'm in the game. I'm in the squad. Are we going to the moon? You guys seem pretty damn passionate. Let's do it. I'm a whale. I have one land. I'm a whale, a big time player in Wolf Game. Let's go to the moon. I'm right there with you guys.
Rocket Man.
Tundra on Twitter, Nick, has it.
Tundra on Twitter, Nick.
They tagged me?
No, Tundra.
You probably have to type it in the top right-hand corner. There's search Twitter and just type T-U-N-D-R-A.
That's the guy that kept saying he was a software engineer that night, Nick. Remember, like, I'm a software engineer. Do you remember that?
I follow this guy.
No.
On the Shill and Villain space, he was like, nah, you just don't get it because you're not a software engineer. You never built a product in your whole life.
Here you go. Do you have enough ApeCoin for full ApeCoin staking? Wait, where did he post?
I don't know where he posted, dude.
Set to unlock 25 million.
We're losing you, dude, somehow.
Launch 25 million. Losing who?
You.
I found a pretty in-depth Dune analytics from this guy. Look at that there, Gianni Bravo.
All right, let's wrap this. This is so annoying because I can't get any of this information.
So on your kennel,
Tundra. Oh, it's on Tundra. Oh, there you go. No fucking answer.
I just linked to you. Pull this up, Pio. So for a Bored Ape, you're getting 329% APY. That's fun. Good for you, bud. For your
Mutant,
you're
getting 485.
Yes, that's why everyone was buying the Mutants, because there's like pool opportunity.
How much do I need with a Mutant?
2,000, I think.
How much?
Where are these numbers coming from?
Hey, don't shoot the messenger, buddy.
Any 2,000?
Well, no one has any. Okay, here it says 10,000
for ape
to achieve max caps. That's if you buy the max yield. So you don't need that much. It's that you can earn if you have.
Dude, who would just like. Just straight stake for 37%, although that's not that bad. If you got these guys just coming over the top just with like 500% APY. Dun, 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 dun.
Over the top rope, five-star frog splash shit.
Yeah, dude. Oh, cool. When I get 37, I'm just getting dumped on by this guy cooking at a 500% APY.
Who owns 105 Bored Apes?
Look at all these people.
Journey Crypto.
Look at all these people figuring out that they like need Ape in our chat.
That's Journey Crypto that has 105 Bored Apes.
And it's held up pretty resilient despite the dumping. Do you think E's going to dump further here?
This is just rambling at this point.
Hey, people are appreciating this. They're getting informed. Multiple people in our comments just have been informed about this. Information.
Nick's right. We should wrap.
It's ridiculous. Here we are, putting me on the spot. And you know what?
Of ApeCoin right now, just blood flowing. There we go. Cool. Oh, sweet. I'm still on. What's up, everybody? I just bought $15,000 worth of ApeCoin here at 550. Probably a bad buy, but just thinking based on the amount of people that didn't know about this whole staking thing, you know, maybe I can get in and out of here for a little action. Seems to have held up pretty well despite the dumpage across the market. So we really just need ETH to hold up. Could be a good trade here. I also have leftover pizza. Nick's ordering pizza. I already have leftover pizza. So I'm going to eat pizza, and I'm just literally going to think about like, that was a damn good trade. Yeah, would I liked it at 450? I mean, who wouldn't? But you know, we're just going to let everybody stake, and then we're going to dump on them before the VCs. So that's a play. I'm thinking $7 to $8.
You're just setting a random. So it seems like the yield price. Am I getting this right? I think the yield percentage is based on basically the price of these token of an ape, right? Am I wrong?
All I know is that I front ran you, so you're going to be every second you wait.
What did you front run me on?
Well, I'll sell you. I bought 3,000 ape coin. I'll give it to you for $7. a coin.
Okay, so I just got to figure out how I do this staking, and when is the staking going to go down?
Tundra probably knows.
This is bullshit.
I don't know, man. I just bought some ape, dude. I'm a simple guy. Just going to try to. Should have bought it a little bit earlier. You know, I kind of thought it was a good trade, 10%, but now it's really looking like a good trade right now. And then, like, hopefully you just get a bunch of people that are like, the yields, APY, dude. If you extrapolate these 2 days of staking yields I got, like, I'm gonna get a new house next year. That's when I'll sell, right? Around probably $8.
All right. Well, since Nifty Nick literally looks like he's going to beat me up next time he sees me. Look at this guy. Talk about someone not wanting to be on YouTube more than this MF-er. There's people that would kill to be on YouTube. Look at this guy at the bottom of the screen. Look at this guy. Dude, you make Larry David look enthusiastic. Oh, I love kicks.
This way, right, I'm going to upgrade this soundboard too. It's going to be, imagine a month from now. It's going to be real high end.
What's multi-beast at right now on the way out? What are we cooking to? Oh, baby. It's a cook, man. It's a cook. All right. I'll see you guys later. Thanks for watching, everybody. Subscribe.
That thing's going to dump.
Like and subscribe. Like the video.
Test. Like the video. Nick is still pooped from Friday's workout. So true, man. He put the team on his back. He literally saved each. ETH would probably be at $1,100 right now if it wasn't for Nick on Friday, pumping 30 minutes straight.
Homeboy said Azuki is going to be the Disney of Web3. I don't know about that, buddy. But like the video. Like the video. Like the video, ladies and gentlemen. Hit the like button. 5.
Nice.
Like it. Like the video.
Yo, just up 100% in 25 minutes.
Like it.
Okay.
Don't buy what PO buys. He only just doubles his money in 15 minutes.